Greetings, O children of light. I am Isola. It brings great joy to my being on this occasion to communicate these thoughts which I feel will be of benefit to all your peoples, to all forms of consciousness upon your planet. From the dawnings of consciousness upon your world, we have engaged in an effort to bring the light of our Infinite One into the center of being of all life upon your world. Through the cooperative efforts of those such as myself and those who reside on still loftier planes of consciousness, our efforts down through your ages have not been overly successful. Of course, it was in the realm of our knowledge that our effort was more difficult because of that radiation of the principal source of energy in this system. Therefore, even those efforts that have been exerted by our order have not produced the results that would have been obtainable on other worlds. The light of our Infinite One has been with this world in a very special sense. Many who could receive experiences of value to their beings came to this world so that they might undergo the qualitative essence so necessary to the building of a complete being. Nowhere else were these special conditions available for the beings concerned. Therefore, down through all of time, the Brotherhood on this world has worked quietly, attempting to replenish the radiant light and to let it beckon to the consciousness of man. Suffering unknown by your order of creation has been experienced. Noble ones of light have not only trod the surface of your world, but have attempted to bring an awareness to all mankind. Great ones have held steady to their mission, illuminating your world from lofty heights, letting the luminance of our Radiant One touch the consciousness of those able to perceive it. We have thrilled when the great masters walked upon your world, and literally we have wept when the light of their being was extinguished. yet it was not without. The knowledge of our infinite one's intent that this would be so. Now, as those efforts which have been pursued draw to a climax in your forthcoming years, those that we represent will come in ever greater numbers to aid the consciousness of all upon the earth. Then, others of our brotherhood will once again traverse through universes to a new world that is being born even as I address you, where those among you still infant in their awareness will have a new earth upon which that awareness may be nurtured by the sons of light. To those of our order, those members of all the brotherhoods of light who have so diligently maintained the equilibrium so difficult to achieve in the Earth's environment, we send our most profound thoughts of love so that the ultimate purposes now envisioned will be accomplished. To all the beings upon your world, may we extend our infinite one's radiance with the sincere knowledge that now its light will be experienced, that it will blaze anew in the consciousness of those whose awareness has the ability to sense it. For it is to be that the present earth will be transformed, and those who trod upon its new surface will be man. Man who will know the mysteries of the worlds of light and will grasp for the first time in this location in space the knowledge that will truly start him more firmly upon the path to his Creator. The light of humankind is growing dim now in those magnetic fields surrounding your world. As your time progresses, it will grow ever brighter, until to some it would seem as if darkness has vanished forever on this world. As this radiance changes to an ever-increasing glow of golden radiance, every atom will thrill anew in response to a love that has never been experienced in its fulfillment. All life, all consciousness will stir anew, and in its new growth and direction, it will exhibit the character of a divinity in purpose. O children of light, wherever you may be, when these thoughts impinge on your awareness, hearken now to the call, for the new era is open to all. It will be a new direction and a new purpose. We will also experience, in the aiding of that growth, which has been so retarded. Therefore, you, brothers in the light, will be able to avail yourselves of celestial administrations to new thoughts, and as the love of consciousness enters into your beings, an ennoblement of spirit will take place. The entire reason for these remarks is not to remind you, but to inform you that we will now set about the task of assisting you in the light of our Radiant One. May we contribute our blessings and our love to all upon your world. I am Isola, Adonai, Elohim, Elohim, Adonai.